Chapter 2. Surprises. Anyone seeing Benji running toward the house would have guessed he knew something very special. And he did. He was almost bursting with excitement. "Oh, Mom!" he called as soon as he entered the kitchen. "Guess what I found! Mom! Where are you, Mom?" Benji looked around eagerly. Where was Mom? He hurried on into the living room. There sat Ray, reading a book. "Oh, Ray, guess what I discovered," Benji said, puffing with excitement. Mumbled Ray. He kept on reading his book. When Ray was reading, a lot of things could happen under his very nose and he wouldn't notice. He was too absorbed in his book. Just then, Ellen came in.
"What was it, Benji? What did you find? Tell me quickly, was it a nest? A robin's nest?"
"Guess again, Ellen. You have to guess again." Then, because he couldn't wait any longer to tell, Benji burst out, "I found Caboose's nest, and she has 7 kittens." He looked at Ellen and then held up 7 fingers. 7 of them, even more than a handful. Said Ray, looking up at last. "How many are there? Did you say 7? Caboose has 7 kittens? Why didn't you tell me sooner? Where are they, Benji?"
"That's right, there are 7 kittens," repeated Benji loudly and joyfully.
"Aw, Benji, maybe you didn't count right. Cats never have 7 kittens. Maybe 4 or 5, but not 7. By this time, Ray had grabbed his straw hat and was heading out the door toward the barn.
"I counted them, and there were 7 tails," Benji insisted. "They're in the hayloft. I'll come and show you where they are as soon as I find Mom and tell her the news."
Just then, Mom came up from the cellar, carrying a can of applesauce. When Benji had told her, she was also surprised.
"Are you sure, Benji? I'm afraid Caboose can't take care of such a big family."